Everything that rocks.
Oh, good morning.
Go.
Lyrics. It is 7:36. Brock Hunter. Here we go. It is time for your topic of the day. That is right. As always, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light. Right here, Southwest Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So what's, I screwed up on the post on Facebook. It's
I blew it.
Your topic for today, what's something that is, quote, meant for the opposite sex that you enjoy doing anyway? So something that for a girl would be like, well, that's a guy, that's a manly thing to do. Or for a guy, well, that's a girly thing to do.
Right.
But you know,
right,
I don't care. I enjoy doing it anyways. Mine's real simple. And we've talked about before here on the show. Hunter has given me crap for it. I enjoy a good chick flick. I'm not going to lie. All right. You give
here's
me.
Here's the part. Here's the thing, though. When you cry and shave your legs while doing it, you're taking it to a new level.
Look, women shouldn't just own rom-coms, okay? I enjoy a good love story, too. The Notebook, amazing movie. And I hate that I can't go out there and say, you know what? I really enjoyed The Notebook, okay? Nicholas Sparks made an amazing book that turned into a great movie that, you know what? Got me quite choked up, okay? I enjoy love. Why can't I admit that I enjoy love?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you doing Thursday night? My wife's having a Lifetime movie marathon night. You can come over and you guys can, you know, drink some wine. And
I am going to come over and we're going to talk about what a jerk you are, okay?
Yeah, well, I go out and split one out back. That's fine with me.
So, yes.
You wimp.
God. Mine that is meant for the opposite sex, but I enjoy doing anyways. I enjoy a good rom com and a good cry. I'm not gonna shy away from it anymore. I am Brock and I like rom coms. Okay.
I mean, if you're not lying, dude, no joke, you would love Lifetime. I'm serious.
Nah, some of those are a little cheesy.
Too much cheese.
A little too much cheese. Yeah, I enjoy a good rom com, but
here's the thing: you like MILFs though, and that's all Lifetime is.
That's fair. That's fair.
Full of MILFs.
He's going to be just going to be rubbing out to Lifetime all the time. What are you talking about? Cripes.
Right. Mine, dude. I got to call myself
It this weekend. I know exactly which one you're going to do.
Dude, I'm doing it right now. Yeah. I'm doing it right at this given moment right now. I cross my legs like a woman.
Well, when you're built like a Ken doll, it's easy to do.
Shut up. I got skinny legs. It's comfortable. So I do, and I know I do it, and it's the most comfortable way to sit. I'll even do it underneath tables. So if people are wondering, what do you mean cross your legs like a woman? So there's two ways you can cross your legs. You can do just leg over leg, which is kind of like what a woman does, I guess.
Yeah.
Or you can do ankle to like patella. You know what I'm saying?
When you do kneecap over kneecap like that, that is the more feminine way to sit, according to society.
Right.
But or the guy way where you put your ankle on one knee and that's
it.
Yeah.
And hear me out. Here's my dilemma. So I'm a skinny dude. I got skinny legs, right? So it's
legs.
Comfortable. I know. Shut up. I got bird legs. And it's comfortable sitting like that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm tall. So if I do ankle to knee, it's not. My legs are too long. You know, I don't stretch that way. So I sit that way and I know I do it. And I know I look like a woman, but it's comfortable, guys. Give me a break here.
You do. You sit like that, and because of Hunter's skinny legs, I will tell you, folks, it almost turns into just one big leg. Like, you cannot if he's wearing somewhat baggy pants, you can't differentiate the legs. It just looks like one skinny little leg there.
That's, I'll tell you what that one big leg is, Brock. Right. No.
Oh my God. But yeah, you know, I think that's also an older generational thing too. I think of men crossing their legs has gone out. Like there was that weird time, like after like Gen X or whatever, where sitting like that was considered feminine. Now,
here's one thing. I saw my dad do it the other day, and I'm like, you know, it's like probably the most manly guy I know, so I don't feel as bad. You know.
Well, and it's good for you, too, because then it keeps your legs closed, so it doesn't show anything through your skirt. So that's good.
Jesus.
You bastard. You're not beaving the entire restaurant when you're sitting there.
How about this? Thursday night, you come over, we'll watch Lifetime, and I'll cross my legs.
Perfect. Huh? We're just going to have a great time. You know what? It should be fine. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925.
Why'd we pick this topic?
9479. I know, just calling ourselves out. What's something that is, quote, meant for the opposite sex that you enjoy doing anyways. We'll hear from you in just a little bit. More of the Special Ed topic of the day coming up on WIRX.
More of Rock 107 WIRX.
We are
everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 7:47. Brock, Hunter.
Morning.
Your topic of the day, of course, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. What's something that is, quote, meant for the opposite sex that you enjoy doing anyway? So, you know, if you're a guy, maybe there's something girly, quote, unquote, girly that you enjoy doing. If you're a woman, maybe there's something that you like doing that's only supposed to be for guys. Let's see. Blake had a good one. And I think we're probably both on board with this. That's fruity mixed drinks. Apparently, they're sissy drinks. But you know what? Look, guys should be allowed to order a Mai Tai or a piña colada.
Is margarita fall in that category?
I don't think so. I think that's like on the line. That's in the gray area. But like if you're a guy and you're ordering a daiquiri, you know, people are like, really, bro?
Yeah, he's right though. It's kind of hard to feel like a man when you're carrying around a pink yardstick. You know, full of
with an umbrella on it. You know, right, I mean, like, yeah. But you should though. You should be able to. It tastes delicious. You know, would I rather have that than a whiskey on the rocks? Absolutely.
You know, it does taste pretty damn good. But there's a reason it tastes so good, Brock, is because there's so much sugar.
Yeah, delicious. Yeah, if you want a wicked hangover, that's what you need. That's why I think that's why girls' hangovers are so much worse because they drink all those fruity drinks and it's just brutal. But yeah, guys,
sugar gets you drunk too, though. It gets it into your bloodstream. You know?
It'll get you drunk. Yeah, guys, don't feel bad. Order the fruity drinks. It's fine. It's fine. Let's see. Lauren's on the other end of the spectrum. Hunting, fishing, racing, almost everything I do. Yeah, ladies, if you want to go out there, get dirty, shoot some guns, get muddy out of four wheels, that's fine.
This is an easier topic for the ladies out there because, yeah, who doesn't like hunting, fishing, racing? You know, even my wife, you know, who's not really manly at all, loves racing. When we go out to the Hartford Speedway, she's like, she's into it, man.
She's manlier than you. She does all the hard labor.
She does shovel a lot, I guess.
You're sitting on your deck with your legs crossed. She's out there shoveling. I think she's got right.
Yeah, roles have reversed, huh?
Nicole said fixing cars. Yeah.
Okay.
But see, ladies, you should know like parts about that, you know?
That get happened in there and the get other dirty.
That happened the other day with Kiki. She said something to me that just did not register. Because I asked her, I said, hey, because we went down to South Bend because she had to go to the mall. And I said, hey, does your car have enough gas? She's like, I don't know. I know how much gas is in my car at all times, like all time. I could leave for a month and I'd still know when I came back how much gas was in my truck before I left.
Like she doesn't know until she's dead stopped in the middle of the road. Like, what happened?
She made a comment. She's like, my car tells me when I need more gas. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell?
Well, how does it tell you?
It dings at me and I just know I need to go get more gas. Do you know if there's gas in your car? I don't know. All right.
You drive most of the time, don't you?
Yeah, it's always me. It's always me. Anyway. I was trying to think if there was anything else for me that would be considered for the opposite sex that I enjoy. I don't know. I'm a pretty manly guy.
You know, I used to know a couple dudes from like school that like just shaved their arms. Like, I don't know, they didn't even work out much. They just enjoyed shaving their arms, I guess.
Were they swimmers? Like, did they do competitive swimming?
No. Maybe they did back in the day, but maybe that's where it started. You know, maybe that's where it started, and you just can't stop, you know?
Well, who knows? Maybe we're missing out. Maybe having silky smooth legs and arms is awesome, man.
It just seems like a lot of work, you know?
It does seem like a lot. Yeah, oh, God.
It'd be like the Yeti, like shaving in the shower every day.
I would need a hedge trimmer just to get through the ass hair, for God's sakes.
God.
I don't know, though. I've never shaved my legs or my arms. I mean, I'll clean up the Hardy Boys every once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
Makes
shave
it look
up
bigger.
The Webos a little bit.
Yeah.
I used to have to shave my ankles for football because we used to get taped. We used to get our ankles taped all the time before games. So, that, you know, instead of pulling all your hair off after every game.
Yeah, sure, it was for football.
Yeah, sure it was. Shut up.
Just made your silk stockings go on a little bit easier.
Yeah, I could pull my skirt up easier, right?
It looked better in your fishnets. What the hell were you doing? Football, shut up. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.